Look inside.
Wow, this is big inside.
Look how wide the seats are.
Who are those people in here?
The neighbors. I'm charging them $1 an hour to sit there. Come on.
Wow, you really got a lot of car here.
Hey, you want to go for a ride?
Let me sit down a minute. I'm exhausted.
On the head, you know, our studio, we had a sort of a washroom just off the end of the place we were broadcasting from, and you got a sort of a hollow effect, and we'd throw Toby down, and he would run down the stairs, actually, for two floors, hollering as he went. That's how we got that effect.
Ah, Joey, radio has changed some since those days, since the early days of Bingy and Gentile.
It has. I think, you're the closest it has come. I mean, with that freeway, I mean, the leeway now on radio.
Well, listen, you are. Nah, you're very kind to say that. But actually, you know, you guys were it. And did you have regular casts of characters that you'd call on from time to time? Now, we were familiar with the... with Uncle Frank and Crazy Carl, but did you have others?
Well, we would lampoon all of the soap operas. For instance, do you remember Just Plain Bill?
Sure.
Remember that?
Uh-huh.
Well, we had our characters. We call this production Just Plain Bull.
Would the station give you complete freedom to do whatever you wanted to do?
Yes, at that time, the manager, Mr. J.E. Campo, he had quite a sense of humor, and we had all the leeway we wanted at that time, and we got away with it. Once in a while, we'd get a letter from an irate fan, but Mr. Campo would smooth that over.
The days of Gentile and Bingy, remember it this morning. It's 11 minutes before 8, and Joe, I guess you know this better than anyone. There's no business like show business. So learn from it. Create dramatic effects in your store, your service station, your restaurant, your office, or other business by using General Electric Dichro Color Spotlights. Dichro Color Spots are different from the regular kind. They give you the full, rich, saturated color you want straight from the spectrum. No more muddy colored light. You can achieve many dramatic effects with these new floodlights. Mix complimentary GE Dichro colors for a practically all white light effect, but with startling colored shadows. Change displays by simply wall washing backdrops with different colors. Used indoors or out, the Dichro color filters are safe from rain and snow breakage too. Colors won't chip or peel. So let your local dealer, your General Electric lamp supplier, show you how light makes the difference in business and how GE makes the difference in light. Joe, I want you to get a Dichro color from GE today.
Right. Oh, wonderful. And speaking of electricity, we'd just like to say hello to the boys at Local 58 Electrical Workers Union this morning. They're probably all gathered at Nemo's.
Joe, you know an awful lot of people who hang out in bars now. You're telling us something we didn't know about the Gentile Bingy.
Well, you know, that's where you pick up a lot of life, actually. Going around, you don't have to partake of the product, you know, necessarily, but you do meet a lot of interesting characters.
You pick
up, tell you that.
A little booze, too, right? Who's on the phone, Jim? But people are calling in all morning. It's 10 minutes before 8. Yes?
This is Fred Shaw with Ralph Bingy's brother-in-law.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Fred. Yeah. Yeah, go ahead, Fred.
Yeah? And is Joel there?
No, we're not doing it with mirrors. Yeah, go ahead. What were you going to say?
Hello?
Yes, can you hear us, Fred?
Yeah.
Yeah, can you hear us now?
Yeah.
Okay, what would you like to ask, Fred?
I was going to ask Joe about their commercial, Jerry McCarthy, and when they had the chrome wrenches and everything, they had white coats and like a doctor's office.
Okay, well, like, maybe Joe will do it. Maybe Joe will do it for us now.
Oh.
Okay.
And also, ask Joe if he remembers the time Ralph had the old Dodge, Norm Cooper give him the old Dodge when he go over to CKLW with it. Okay. 1924 or something like that.
No, nobody was even around in 1924. Fred, listen, we'll get to that. We may. Thank you very much for calling.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, Fred. It's about 9 minutes before 8. Answer Fred, if you will, Joe, in just a minute. We'll talk about the Jerry McCarthy thing right after we sell a Plymouth.
Well, here we are at the Plymouth showroom.
Yes, I thought we'd never...
Sure appreciate you coming over to my house this morning, helping me choose what to wear, what to have for breakfast.
Well, we Plymouth dealers will do most anything to win you over.
You're telling me? You waited for me to have waffles at the last minute and everything? Here it is almost noon.
Well, we lost some time there in deciding between the sweetness of the maple syrup as opposed to the tartness of the boysenberry.
That's right. Well, you wouldn't want to rush into a decision like that.
Oh, no.
Anyhow, now I'm ready to choose between the various models of the Plymouth Fury, the Belvedere, the Valiant, and the Swordfish.
Barracuda.
Now, how many variations of each do I have to choose from?
Well, there's 25 different Plymouth Furies.
Oh, boy.
8 Valiants, 22 Belvederes, and 6 Barracudas. 61 different Plymouths.
Okay, you want to line them all up for me out there in the parking lot, side by side?
Side by...
Or should you drive them by me, one by one? What do you think?
There are 61 Plymouth models to choose from. If you have difficulty choosing things, maybe you'd better buy some other kind of car.
Stan Freeberg. You know, he's doing the kind of thing now that you and Joe did many, many years ago. What about the Jerry McCarthy thing?
Well, to answer Freddie, Jerry McCarthy, of course, was the greatest car dealer in town at that time, and I know during the war we used to have the battleships coming up Woodward Avenue from the Detroit River to get greased and everything else right down to McCarthy's, which was at 440 Burroughs at that time.
Uh-huh.
Now, we used to have factory-trained mechanics, and they'd go through a ritual. They'd come in and dance around the Clayton chassis dynamometer, which was an innovation at that time. I don't know what they call it now, JP, but this was a device that could tell you everything that was wrong with your automobile.
Uh-huh.
This was the Clayton chassis dynamometer. We used to have Jerry McCarthy playing his violin on top of this deal.
Would you do the voice of Jerry McCarthy?
Well, that's something you couldn't actually imitate or ape. Mr. McCarthy had a straightforward voice.
Yeah, so you never attempted to make anything funny out of that?
No.
Just what he'd do.
That's right.
Joe, can I ask you something?
Yes.
During the war, there weren't any new cars available. What would you be selling for all these automobile companies?
We worked on service at that time.
The grease racks.
Yeah, the grease racks and everything else. And McCarthy naturally had the greatest service station in town at that time, your namesake.
Yeah.
Did a wonderful job with it, too.
Yeah. It's amazing. The phones have not stopped ringing all morning long. And I guess what we're going to do, maybe between 8:30 and 9, we can invite the people to call back and have a two-way conversation with Joe Gentile.
Certainly.
We still have lots of the Gentile and Bingy bits to play. And we'll play one in just 1 minute.
Every man deserves a second chance. This might well be the philosophy behind manufacturer's personal checking account, the brand new account that eliminates all service charges. Like all no-service charge checking accounts, manufacturer's requires a minimum balance, $200, one of the lowest in town. But here's an exclusive new twist, the second chance. Should your balance fall below the $200 minimum, you'll still pay no service charges as long as your account averages $500 during your monthly statement period. So anytime you need to write a check that will drop your balance below the minimum, go ahead and write it. With manufacturer's personal checking account, you get that second chance when your average monthly balance is taken into consideration. So remember, when it comes to checking accounts and all other banking services, manufacturers is always in your corner.
You and Ralph did so many wonderful bits together. Now, there was a character that Ralph used to do, and he'd give different names to the guy. Many of us remember it as Uncle Frank. He used that voice frequently, didn't he?
Yes, that's right.
And all kinds of names were applied and tagged on to Uncle Frank, including Basil Mezzanine.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Great singer.
This is the way you sounded, Joe, a few years ago, introducing Basil. I think this was from one of the morning shows.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, it isn't often that a rare talent is discovered. But tonight it is with great pleasure that we present a young man with a golden voice. A young man who is destined to be a bright, shining star in the entertainment world. Basil Mezzanine.
Laura is a face in a misty light. Footsteps that you hear down the hall. And a laugh, ha-ha, that floats on a summer night. That you can scarcely quite recall. How I remember Laura and the picture. Yes, of the same name starring Gene Tunney.
No, that was Gene Tierney.
Gene Tunney.
Tierney.
Tunney.
Tierney.
Tunney.
Gene Tunney beat Jack Dempsey.
That little girl did that.
Oh, quiet and finish your song.
Your very first kiss for you. And she's Laura, but she's only a dream.
Thank you, Basil Mezzanine.
Thank you, Joe Gentile. Joe, we'll be back with the rest of this reminiscence this morning between 8:30 and 9 with some more of the Gentile and Bingy bits and some more of the lore built up around you guys for a quarter of a century, over a quarter of a century in Detroit. So stick with us. Why don't we go have some breakfast meantime?
In the music you like, in the way you think. You're a part of right now. And everything about you says it, even your cigarette. You smoke True, True Filter Cigarettes. Everything about True says right now. The air filtration system, the plastic mouthpiece that works like a cigarette holder, the reduced tar and nicotine content of 12.9 and 0.8 milligrams, the easy draw, the right now taste. Everything about True says today, this minute, right now. Another thing, the True choice, with menthol, without menthol, True green or True blue, for the right now taste, for a lot of good reasons. Shouldn't your brand be True?
Our winner of the day is Joe Gentile. We'll be back with Joe and more reminiscences at 8:30, right here.
This is WJR, WJR-FM, in the Golden Tower of the Fisher Building, Detroit.
Ask Joe Gentile to do what, ma'am?
Garibaldi suspenders.
See, you weren't listening. Wait, we did.
I am,
Gary.
Too. I can hear you right on the radio. I'm on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I'm on. I'm on. Hello, everybody.
How about that?
Honey, hello. I'm on. It's me. He's got it on down at work. Isn't this thrilling?
Yeah. Okay. Oh. Just watch your language at all times, and we'll all be in good shape, man.
Will do.
We talked about it. Joe talked about the Garibaldi suspender commercials earlier. Yeah.
Oh,
sure
I listen, I've had you on all morning. I haven't heard it.
Oh. Well, you just keep listening, okay, dear?
Will do. And listen, tell Jack Parker I'm enjoying him, too.
Would you like to throw a kiss to the crowd?
Oh, I'd love to.
Go ahead.
Mwah!
We love you, too.
I love that.
Right. Joe Gentile is our guest this morning. Joe is our winner of the day. He has been with us all morning long, since the early wee hours, reminiscing about his days with Bingy.
Yeah, I just wanted to say Art Vandenberg is here this morning, JP, and that was one of our sponsors in the old days.
I didn't know
Yeah.
It's a funeral home, though.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. He sponsored Dead Air.
Oh, Joe. Listen, you had a ghoulish humor even in those days, Joe.
We sure did.
We reminisce with Gentile about the days of Bingy and Gentile and its legend.
May I just inject this thing?
Your fans have been calling up all morning.
Yeah, JP, you know, Bud Guest was the first man to ever give us any real publicity. Bud was the radio editor of the Detroit Free Press.
Uh-huh.
Years ago,
yeah,
and they used to have this rotogravure section in the Free Press. I don't know if you remember that or not, but Bud Guest gave us a whole full page
Is this in the 30s, Joe?
No, this was 1941.
Uh-huh.
1941.
Yeah. Right.
Did you know that Bud also played the saxophone?
Oh, gee, huh? No, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
I'd love to hear that someday.
Amateur musician. Oh, yeah. You should hear him.
You know, we all know your long and cherished association with the late Ralph Bingie. And many people have called this morning and said, gee, you know, we wondered what happened to Ralph Bingie. Now, this is a painful thing to bring up, but Ralph died when?
November 1963.
And ironically enough, Joe told me earlier you were on the verge right then, just a few days before you were to go on the air again.
That's right.
In a new series. You were together for some 27 years. Joe, you know, you hear stories all the time about great comedy acts, great duos, Martin and Lewis, Abbott and Costello, on stage or on camera, while they are performing, they seem to be inseparable friends. But often, there is animosity between the two in real life. Was there ever any bad blood between you and Ralph?
Never had an argument in our life, J.P.
Close friends, right down
to
the
wire. Sure were, yes.
Marvelous. Joe was telling us earlier, and we can repeat some of this, Joe, because, you know, we have a lot of new audience now. It's 2 hours since we began. How old were you and Ralph when you first started together?
Well, I was 22. Ralph was 27.
Yeah.
At the time.
But you had been boyhood friends.
Oh, yes, from the age of 14.
If you've ever wondered what it might have been like at a Gentile Bingie rehearsal, we'll give you an example in just 1 minute.
Every year, hundreds of new cars come marching along, all pretty much in step, all pretty much alike. But once in a great while, something special comes along. Like Mustang, the car that changed America's driving habits. Mustang, the most successful new car in history. And now, celebrating Mustang's third birthday, there's a sprint time sale at your Ford dealers featuring a limited edition Mustang Sport Sprint. You can get all of Mustang's regular features, plus special racy hood with built-in turn signals, wide oval tires, luggage rack, and other extras at special savings. Sprint time means savings on all 67s from Ford at your Ford dealers now.
Okay, it's 25 minutes before 9. Joe, was everything that you and Ralph ever did, all the bits, all the comedy spots, were they all thoroughly rehearsed?
No, they weren't. We get ideas off the top of our head as we were going through these bits, J.P., as you'll probably realize when you hear this one that we were recording.
Now, actually, this was in
58, I'd say.
Gentile and Bingie did a series of Dodge commercials. You know, you may recall that they were so effective that they, in fact, won the award. One of them did. One in the series won the award as the outstanding radio commercial of that year. Now, this is a rehearsal session then, and Jimmy Clark, I think, is playing the piano, isn't he?
Yes, that's right.
This is the way it went with Gentile and Bingie at rehearsal.
Sort of a lumberman's melody.
We got a new album out of our radio station, Music to Cancel By.
Let's see. Here's what I had in mind. Have this guy something else, and maybe this guy's a dumb guy. How would that be?
Well, all right, let's take the doors off.
Take the doors off? What for, right?
Look how big my shoulders are.
They're big, all right. That stomach you got is pretty good size, too,
right? Well, never mind that. With these big shoulders of mine, I can't close the doors anyway, and I don't like them flapping open as I drive down the street.
That's a funny bit.
All right, I'll help you. Hand me that crowbar.
All right, I'll give you a hand there.
All right. Hey, I do. This is...
Baby wrote again on this one.
Yeah, this is good. Or what voice do you want on that?
Just all right, I think maybe you got a good idea there. Good.
We can use Carl's voice on that guy that didn't, well, like the car.
All right. Well, I mean, we don't have to, you know, we can use those
we're
voices
flexible.
Anywhere we want.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah, sure. Let's hear how this sound team is doing there.
Say!
Okay, give me the hand that
he
did.
Oh, I'll take that. Mm-hmm. Hey, are you the service manager here?
Yeah, I am.
Well, I want you to take the front doors off this car.
Take the doors off? What for?
Well, look how big my shoulders are.
They're big, all right, and that stomach you've got's pretty good size, too.
Well, never mind that. With these big shoulders of mine, I can't close the doors anyway, and I don't like them flapping open as I drive down the street.
Yeah, all right, I'll help you. Hand me that crowbar.
Okay, I'll give you a hand there.
All right.
Are you ready, Dan?
All right, I'll help you. Hand me that crowbar.
Okay, I'll give you a hand there.
Come on. Say, this is pretty silly. A big man with shoulders like yours should have a big car, like a swept-wing Dodge.
I can't afford a big car.
Yes, you can. A big swept-wing Dodge is priced below 59 models of the low-price field.
What?
I could own a...
I could own a beautiful...
Yes, you can!
If there's one thing in it that can get people chuckling or something, then they'll chuckle all through the hole.
Now, this sound has got to be a banging thing. We got to get a real laugh with the noise.
That's the way it went at rehearsal with Bingy and Gentile. You sure did a lot of banging in your commercial.
Yes,
huh?
We did.
Clanging.
That crowbar, of course, reminds me of Kahn's clothes. That was the bit we used with Kahn's clothes, JP. We always had a crowbar to open those boxes, you know.
And who did? Who was it that had the boxes line, Joe? Was that you or was that Ralph or did you interchange?
Well, we interchanged on that.
Did you ever use the lady's voice, the girl voice? Did she have a name? Your woman character?
No name, just a woman.
Just a
woman.
Did she ever do the boxes line?
Once in a while, actually, we got Zazu Pitts to come in one of the Kahn commercials.
Did
at
you
one
really?
Time?
Yes. Boxes.
Right.
Reminiscing with Joe Gentile about he and Ralph and their days together in Detroit. They were Detroit radio for the first 25 years of radio in Detroit. Continue it right after this.
Have you heard the news?
It's here today.
The American Oil Motor Club
and Standard Oil Dealers.
There's a new motor club heading your way. The best motor club you can join today. Not far from where you are, the American Oil Motor Club.
They'll fix a flat wherever you're at.
You pack a grip, they'll plan the trip.
They pay for the tow if you're stuck in the snow.
They'll cash a check for you on Sundays too.
Not far from where you are, the American Oil Motor Club.
Yeah!
The American Oil Motor Club is here.
Yes, sir!
With extra help that's always dear.
Friends, why you expect more from Standard, and you get it.
The American Oil Motor Club.
Not far from where you are right now.
Joe, you talked earlier about the characters that you both used. There was beautiful Carl, which was, of course, Ralph's, and there was Uncle Frank, and you had many, and you said that these characters were not totally fictional.
Yes, well, this was... these characters that Ralph and I did, we used to observe people wherever we went, and actually, most of our neighbors are the ones that we were interpreting.
You mean?
Really.
There really was a beautiful Carl.
Yes, there was.
Marriage was the living death.
And that's right, yes.
Oh, that's wonderful, amazing. People have been calling in all morning long asking Joe to remember some of their famous bits. We talked about Kahn's clothes and Garibaldi's suspenders and Jerry McCarthy's Chevrolet. What are some of the others they've asked for?
Well, Powers was quite a character.
What?
Powers Pontiac.
Powers Pontiac.
Powers Pontiac.
Yeah. They are no longer around, are they?
No.
Yeah.
No.
What did
all our sponsors have died off.
Well, I hope we're not killing any new ones this morning.
I hope not.
Right. It's 18 minutes before 9. You get a kick out of listening to Gentile and Bingy work. And, you know, many of the things we have this morning are commercials, but their entertainment value is just self-evident listening to them. I think you could make an album of nothing but the Bingy Gentile commercials, Joe, and I think you'd have a wide open natural sales area right here in town. You ought to do that someday. We'll listen to one of the hotel, the spots that you did for the hotel.
Right.
Okay. Right after we play one for real.
Savings now, savings here. See your Chevrolet dealer. Our bonanza sale is the sale of the year.
Now is the time to get a great buy on a new Chevrolet. Your Chevy dealer is offering tremendous savings on his most popular cars, specially equipped with some of the most wanted accessories and options. It's Chevy's big Bonanza sale now through March 31st.
Our Bonanza sale is the sale of the year.
Not only big savings on popular models of America's favorite cars, you can get a Chevy truck too at Sales Savings, America's top seller, the fleet-side half-ton pickup with its own special equipment. The Bonanza sale ends March 31st. See your Chevrolet dealer and save.
Our Bonanza sale is the sale of the sale of the year.
Joe, everybody in the Western world is calling you this morning. Judge Szymanski.
Oh,
is
Frank?
On, is on the line. Hang on for a sec. Go ahead, take it right there. Judge Szymanski?
Yeah, Judge?
Are you there?
Yeah.
You're both on the air.
Oh, we are?
You'd certainly are.
Yeah.
Listen, I want to invite you guys out for lunch.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
How about that?
How about a freebie?
Well, fine, Judge. When do you want to make this?
I'd like to make it today at the Playboy because they might be closed after today.
Judge, watch yourself. You're on the air, sir.
Okay.
Okay, thanks for calling, man.
Can you make it, Joe?
We'll talk to you later, Judge.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, Frank.
Bye.
I don't know whether that was supposed to get across or not. I certainly hope so. It's 16 before 9. Joe, everybody in town knows you and remembers your work with Ralph so fondly. You know, you really are a legend in your own time. And this next commercial, was it ever on the air?
Yes, this went on the air.
How long ago?
Oh, I'd say about 14 years ago.
Okay, this is the way it went.
Gee, Frank, it's good to see you. Been in town long?
Oh, just a couple of days, George.
Why are you staying here at Highway Harry's Tourist Cabins?
Well, it's convenient. Handle it to the highway, you know. Oh, don't sit down there.
No?
No, sit here on the edge of the bed. The roof leaks a little right over that chair.
All right.
Bad slat, I guess. Say, what time is it?
3:15.
3:15. Quick, open the front door. I'll get the back door. Hurry.
The train came right through the room, Frank.
Yeah, the smoke's pretty thick, George.
Frank, about these tourist cabins.
Yeah, I know. Next time, I'm going to stay in a hotel.
That was a commercial.
How about that?
Where was the commercial message in that?
Well, that's all we needed.
What was the idea of the television show when you went over from CKLW in 1948 to WJBK? You did so not only to do the morning show on radio, but with the idea of the Laughing Academy on television in the afternoon.
Yes, actually, we were on the air. We were competing with ourselves, JP. We did the radio show.
Uh-huh.
We taped the radio show, which went on in the morning, and we did the TV show live.
At the same time. Did you entertain hopes that Joe of some time taking the television show to the network and doing a network show?
No, we never worried about that. We had all kinds of offers in the early days to go national, but Ralph and I liked the city of Detroit. That was our home, and we just wanted to stay here.
You both grew up here. You went to Southeastern?
Yeah, Southeastern High and City College of Detroit. Yeah.
Which is no longer, is it?
No, it's Wayne State now.
Yeah. But see, that's an interesting thing. Did Did you always have a crowd of friends? Now, just this morning, you know, not very few people come up here, but this morning, since you've been on, we've had visitors in and out of the studio all morning long.
That's true.
You still got the same crowds around you, Joe.
I see we have, yes. These elderly folks.
Listen, was it always that way? Did you guys ever have a moment's peace?
It was, and I just wanted to tell you, you know, Ralph, when he was a track athlete also, Ralph was a miler in high school, along with Judge David Vokes, another judge. Dave Vokes was a famous miler at the University of Michigan. He and Ralph were on the track team. If the judge is listening in this morning, he'll probably appreciate that.
In fact, it's not well known that that Ralph Vinge was a very extremely dedicated athlete and a clever one, an accomplished one.
Yeah, he was.
Let's reminisce about Ralph Vinge. What kind of a man was he, Joe?
He
just
was,
if we may.
All right.
When you can hear your muffler, see your Midas man. Quick as you can. At Midas shops across the nation, service is fast with free installation.
On a budget or a millionaire, you'll like Midas.
We're square.
So when you hear your muffler, see your Midas man. Quick as you can.
This is Van Patrick, Van the Midas Man, reminding you that your Midas muffler guarantee means more because you find Midas wherever you drive. Yes, in 500 Midas shops, Midas mufflers are guaranteed for as long as you own your car. If you need a replacement muffler, it's free. All you pay is a service charge.
Now 11 Midas shops in this area, including one on East 8 Mile Road, just west of DeQuinder. See Midas on East 8 Mile for expert muffler, pipe, and shock service, beg your pardon, folks. Michigan Bank Card is welcome. Van the Midas Muffler Man. See another old friend of yours.
Yeah. JP, I just want to tell you that years ago, Ralph first developed, you know, when automatic transmissions first came in.
Yeah.
We had a particular melody. And Bingy called it clutch leg, which induced people to go to the automatic transmission.
That's amazing. What kind of a guy was Ralph Bingy? Was he always funny? Was he
very funny? I mean, he'd be on anywhere you'd be, no matter what happened. You've heard of the people who put lampshades on their heads and stuff like that, but Ralph wasn't that type. He didn't have to do that.
Yeah.
All he'd just have to open his mouth and start talking, and you'd start laughing.
He'd really. He'd use his voices at the drop of a hat.
Yes. You know? In fact, that's how we. Well, actually, I was. I used to get a great kick just out of listening to Ralph when we were on the air together, and I would laugh. I'd break up in a sketch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Most of the time, performing the characters, the people that we knew that he used to do. As I say, he was a great comedian and really down to earth and loved by everybody, actually, no matter who they were.
One of the things, I think, the secrets of the success of Gentile and Bingy has been described by listeners who have been calling in this morning that both you and Ralph had special personal touch with people whom you never met and who never met you on the air. You were associated, of course, with Detroit, grew up with Detroit, but you used to talk of specific people, you know, not celebrities, just people, listeners. You used to dedicate songs to kids. Remember birthdays? Very personal thing, like one of the family. Was that a contrived thing, Joe, or to be honest?
No,
this, it just natural.
This just came out naturally. I see this morning here, all of our old bartenders are calling in. Don McDonald from the Blarney Stone.
Listen, Joe, an awful lot of stuff's come out this morning, not the least of which is that you and Bingy spent some time in gin mills, sir.
Imagine what it's like to take off in a Northwest fan jet.
there's that first surge of extra fan jet power as you streak toward the far horizon. In seconds, you're off the ground and flying into the blue, while ordinary jets are still rolling down the runway. This is the extra power you feel when your Northwest fan jet takes to the wing and begins to soar. And this is why at Northwest, every jet we fly is a fan jet. Take reservations, call your travel agent or
Northwest Orient Airlines, the fan jet airline.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Joe, there's a tag on this. Would you read this in your in the lady's voice now?
I'll be happy to.
Okay.
Take Northwest fan jets to Anchorage, Alaska. You can save up to $40 round trip with the new low fares now in effect.
Oh, that's marvelous.
Say, did I tell you, you didn't get in touch with Bob Reynolds, did you?
Is he on the line yet?
No, okay,
so hang on for a second, Joe. No, I've been trying to get a hold. Bob called a couple of times this morning, but the phones have been, you know, leaping off the hook. It's about 8 minutes before nine. Hello? Yes, sir. Well, I guess it's not going on the air. Joe, we want to listen to a couple of more of the characters.
Mr. Gurney called. Cliff Gurney. Who owned Gurney's Job House.
Okay. Gee, Joe, you sure did spend a lot of time down there.
I just want to tell you, you know that few people know this, but Bob Reynolds was a disc jockey at one time.
I know, but he doesn't like to admit it.
He doesn't talk about that anymore, does he?
Part of his dark past that he just as soon forgets.
Okay.
Gee, I wish we had thought of it earlier. We could have gotten him right out of bed. We'll hear another of the Genteelly Bingy Bits right after this.
Oh, good heavens. Is that police car after us?
Relax, dear. It's after that maniac who just passed us.
Whew. That's a relief. Boy, look at that police car go. What if it had to stop suddenly?
Yeah, at those speeds, Bud disc brakes would almost be a must.
Bud disc brakes?
Uh-huh. We have them on this car, dear. Remember the car salesman made a big pitch for how great they are?
Well, how do Bud disc brakes work, anyway?
Well, it's really very simple. They work on the principle of the discs actually being squeezed by calipers, and then...
Dear, what's a caliper?
You don't know what a caliper is?
No. Unless it's a very fast horse?
Oh, no. A caliper is a very fast horse. Oh, no.
Wherever you look, you see Bud. For Bud-built quality components go into 14 leading trucks, 29 popular cars. Among them, this year's Rebel from American Motors, the first excitement machine in the intermediate class. The next time you see a rare-and-a-go Rebel, remember, part of its quality comes from Bud. I hope you were with us earlier this morning so you could hear. You could have heard the Packard commercial. Joe Gentile was trying to sell a Packard. For how much?
$995.
Yeah, it was a new Packard.
Yeah.
1940. Okay. This is, Joe, another commercial. All, it sounds very non-commercial and very entertaining. It is entitled Marcella and Julius. Gentile and Bingy.
And now for another thrilling chapter in the lives of Marcella and Julius. As our scene opens, we find our charming couple heading for a relaxing day at the lake.
Julius, we'll never get to the beach. Let's turn around and go back. I'm tired of this traffic. I'm hungry. It's getting dark, and it's starting to rain.
It's not raining, Marcella. Our radiator's boiling over. If you're hungry, chew on that cold pizza in the back seat. We've only got a mile to go. We'll be there in 3 hours.
Well, it's too dark to read. I'll turn on the radio.
Hi, folks. Stop fighting traffic and enjoy a swim right in your own backyard. This is Gentile and Bingy to tell you about Magnolia Swim Pools.
Magnolia Swim Pools cost as little as $1,495 with no money down.
And they're guaranteed by Lloyd's of London for 10 years.
Let's stop at the next phone and call Magnolia.
Yes, by the time we get out of this traffic, they'll have the pool installed.
We sold a lot of pools.
I bet you did. Not only that, but in that one particular commercial, I think he used, you know, almost every voice in the repertoire, Joe.
Just about.
Practically. Yeah. Hey, the 3 hours has gone by lightning fast for us.
Oh, it's been wonderful.
We enjoyed so much having you here again. We look forward to someday the possibility of a of an album. If, you know, I'd love to see you, you know, go on the air again, Joe, on a regular basis. Unfortunately, I wish you had more of the tapes of you and Ralph, because I think you could make a series of best-selling albums around town.
Well, we're working on that, J.P.
Are you really? Is it in the works right now?
Mm-hmm.
Well, good. Let me know, will you? The soon as you do it, we'd love to have them up and have you back again to talk about it and play some of the cuts from it.
Well, may I mention this, I'm going to work for Hamill Moving and Storage.
You're not
starting April the 1st.
Oh, wonderful. Very good. All right. You've been with Windsor Raceway. And
yes.
Joe, how many people do you suppose realize who the voice is for all the Tiger games and for all the Lion games, the voice on the public address system? Is Joseph Gentile.
Yeah, I've been doing that for years.
I know you have.
And I saw Jim Martin yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm very happy to see him back in the fold, along with Joe Schmidt, and I think the Lions are really going to town this year.
Gee, let's hope so. Joe, let's have a cigarette and then say goodbye.
Right.
Look around. Everything says today, this minute, right now. Everything, even your cigarette. You smoke True. New True Green. True Green is a lively menthol version of America's most talked about filter cigarette. And everything about it says, right now. The air filtration system. The plastic mouthpiece that works like a cigarette holder. The reduced tar and nicotine content of 12.9 and 0.8 milligrams. The easy draw. The free, fresh menthol taste. Everything about True Menthol cigarettes says, right now. For a lot of good reasons, shouldn't your brand be True?
Joe, that does it. Thank you so much for being with us. To reminisce about the days of Gentile and Bingy is like having a living legend suddenly, you know, develop before your eyes and come out. We've enjoyed it. It's been much fun.
Enjoy your focus program, too, J.P.
Listen, someday we've got to get you to stop up on that, too. Joe Gentile. We'll see you down. Well, listen, good luck with Hamill and with all your ventures. Hope, you know, you get on the air again soon. You're a big sports fan. We miss you, you know, on the sports scene, on the tube, and on radio, too. So see if you can't get something going, okay?
Well, thank you very much, J.P.
All right, we talk
to you
soon.
It's been a pleasure.
Mr. Joseph Gentile, folks, we have had a little bit of Detroit history come alive this morning, and I can't tell you how much of a pleasure it's been for me, Joe. You're a hero, not only to me, but to everybody I have ever known around this town. And our winner of the...
Anybody over 35.
Now, baloney, I'm under 35, no matter what Bill Kennedy says.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, what was the first big building you ever climbed, Mr. Yodel?
Well, sir, the first big building I ever climbed was the Hanna Building in Cleveland.
Yeah?
I wanted to get into WHK before they had elevators.
Oh, yes, yes.
This is WJR and WJR-FM, Detroit.